John Hansen is joining us now from the Block Club Chicago podcast with extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John, good morning. Let's talk about the state budget and what may happen here with the CTA. And it could lead to a rush hour that's even worse traffic-wise, can't it?
Yeah, imagine that. I know a lot of people are concerned waking up Monday, maybe not paying attention over the weekend. The last legislative day was Saturday, and we got a budget passed before midnight, but not included in the budget was this plan to stop this stopgap, this transit fiscal cliff we've been hearing about for about a month now, and nothing was done. It passed the Senate, didn't pass the House, and so I think a lot of Chicagoans are waking up going, well, wait, hold on. I was blitzed with ads saying that there would be 40% cuts if this thing wasn't passed. It wasn't. What next? So at blockclubchicago.org, we wrote up a little bit about what could happen. I think one thing to note is a lot of the stories about the fiscal cliff, while of course are true, there is still time to get a deal done. It may not have been portrayed that way in some of the advertisements. It may be a little tougher to get done and a lot more pressure, but there is time in the legislative calendar to still get a budget done for this transit fiscal cliff through the summer and into the fall. Those budgets will not be permanently affected until 2026. What they're worried about is the CTA starting to cut services now, knowing that potentially they may not get the funding they need. So in the story, we talk about the kind of the ins and outs of why there still is some time. But they've talked about with 500,000 Chicagoans who use buses, who use the L, and 260,000 city workers helping move these people around. There's just such a – or city workers that move around via this. There's just a lot of worry about it. The Labor Alliance for Public Transportation has said that this could result in mass layoffs and service disruption. We don't have exact plans from the CTA. So know that I don't think your commute this morning is going to be any different or this week, but the pressure will continue to ratchet up as these as the fiscal cliff, even though it may have passed legislatively a couple days ago, as this heats up throughout the summer and they really get down to these deadlines, could be an issue moving forward.
No one wants to see cuts in service or more cars on the road, that's for sure.
No, just mine. Just mine and everyone else get out of my way. Right?
There you go. Let's talk about this place in Park Ridge. A lot of people don't know about it, but American Science and Surplus has been there more than 40 years, and a very, very unique store, to say the least, and they're having some problems now, aren't they?
Bob, this is one of my favorite places to do live hits when I was doing morning TV, because you never knew what you would find going through American Science and Surplus. You'd be passing by old animal skulls, and then you'd be in vintage army helmet aisles. And then there's just an aisle of giant suction cups. I don't know who needs that, but somebody does. Rubber chickens, all sorts of things throughout the store. It's been a beloved place in the Northwest Side and beyond for a long time. It was on the Northwest Side for many years. It moved in 2021 to Park Ridge, and it's got warehouses just to house all this stuff. People that know this store know it well. They go in all the time. It's been generational. But unfortunately, Pat Meyer, the owner, has fallen, not him, but just the store, under tough time, right? These big box stores, online sales are really taking over. So for the first time, despite some financial difficulties and moves in the past, he has been asking with the GoFundMe campaign to raise some money. And people might be wondering, well, it's a business. What's he raising money for? Well, he's trying to downsize one of his warehouses to a more efficient place. And he also wants to hire someone to help with his online sales so he can keep up and keep the stores open. He asked for $125,000 just to start with the cost of this sort of stuff. People stepped up. They raised over $129,000, I'm looking at this morning, Bob. And so he's up the goal to about $200,000. And again, he's not just looking for a handout to put this money in his pocket. He's trying to change and adapt the store and the online model to keep this place open. I mean, they have locations right now in Park Ridge, out in the western suburbs in Geneva, and also up in Milwaukee. But this has been a staple for tinkerers, artists, DIYers. I mean, I'm probably not doing a great job describing what's in there, but it changes, and it's so wild and wacky, the different variety of stuff he has in there. It's really a place you can only experience if you walk in and see what it's like there.
Yeah, it's like going into John Landecker's closet. A place that a lot of people love is open again. Tell us about Tommy's on Higgins.
Oh, a neighborhood spot in the Norwood Park neighborhood. Tommy's on Higgins. had a fire a couple years ago. They have a marquee outside that has been just kind of posting updates to people as they pass on by to wonder when this sports bar that has been open for a long time until 2 years ago in their fire would reopen again. Well, good news is they plan to reopen today on a Monday. Tommy's at 6954 West Higgins has been kind of rebuilt. There was a fire, an electrical one in the basement. The upstairs wasn't burned, but it was filled with smoke, Bob, and that does incredible damage. And you know how the city is with permits and getting things done. It's taken 2 years. The owner, in fact, changed his office number, the bar number. He transferred all calls to his cell phone number. He said he got 10 calls a day for about 2 years.
Wow.
Wondering, hey, when are you going to open back up there again? And he is opening up today. Whole new interior. Still has that classic feel, but a good look to it. And, you know, if you love your neighborhood sports bar and it goes down, mm-hmm. these people that love Tommy's are going to be excited that it's back.
Let's end on more good news. The Irving Park Food Pantry got a big grant from the city, didn't they?
Yeah, they've been operating since 1984. They have unfortunately seen more and more customers year after year who need to work with the food pantry. We know we know that there's a lot of neighbors, right, that are in need these days through the pandemic and beyond. So they've got a $1 million grant to move into what's going to be a new building that's going to house them and a couple other nonprofits. The city gave the grant. They're all working to secure the rest of the funding for this $2.1 million building that's going to be at Pulaski and Irving Park. Ranch is a little bit north of there. It's going to serve a large swath of the community, Bob. Good news for them.
More at blockclubchicago.org, including a list of more than 90 things to do in Chicago, June through September. John Hansen, thank you. Have a good one.
Take care.